Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my... I don't know what house I belong to. Friend Frank, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a really nice breeze blowing out of this window.
It's really nice.
I feel really summery right now.
It's pretty great, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, there's some lightning there.
Oh, do you see some lightning? I was going to say I feel some really summery, but I mean, a thunderstorm can happen at any time.
Oh, yeah. Thunderstorms are totally summer.
Yeah. It's a summer thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Summer breeze wraps at my window.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing Summer Wind. The summer wind came blowing in. Or you could do the thunderstorm came blowing in across the sea. Hey, it still works. All right. What are you drinking?
All right. I am drinking, so this is a surprise for me. If anyone's been listening for a little while, knows that I am not the biggest fan of grapefruit beers. A few weeks back, a few weeks ago, we had the Ballast Point Unfiltered Sculpin.
Yes.
And I mentioned that, oh man, you know, I'm surprised that I'm enjoying this so much because I don't like their grapefruit Sculpin. Well, some friends were over this weekend and we bought a 6-pack of the grapefruit Sculpin.
Oh yeah.
And I've still got some here.
Yeah.
And I'm trying it and I like it a lot better than I remembered.
Whoa, maybe they changed it.
I think I changed. I think my tastes have just changed.
I think I changed. I grew as a person.
It's an IPA with natural grapefruit flavor. I hate grapefruit. I really don't like grapefruit. But I decided to give this one just try it because I had it in the fridge.
Good for you. And you're liking it.
I'm liking it. It doesn't taste as grapefruity as I remember. We'll see as it gets warmer if that changes. But when it's still ice cold, I'm enjoying it.
Good.
So, what about yourself? What you got there?
I am drinking a Stony Creek Sun Juice. It says here, we call this aggressively laid back beer. It's got a lot going for it. It's a Saison yeast with some orange peel, grapefruit peel, coriander, chamomile. I haven't actually tasted it yet.
Let's get a first impression.
This is an on the spot impression. I spilled a little on myself. It's really filled to the top.
It's really
so, you know, yeah.
All right. You get your penny's worth.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Does it taste like other wheat beers or is it a little different?
Let me do this again. Yeah.
Potent.
It is potent. It does taste a little bit like another wheat beer, but I can't place it right now. It's very light. Have you had this?
I have tried it, yeah. I tried a couple sips.
See, coriander sometimes tastes like soap to me.
Oh, interesting.
So
is it one of those things like cilantro? Do you not like cilantro?
Yeah. No, I like cilantro, but like for coriander, for whatever reason, like comes off kind of soapy in my mouth, but it depends on how much there is in there. And there's just enough in here that I can't really, like, I could tell it could overpower the rest,
sure,
but it doesn't. I'd like it to be a bit more citrusy than it is, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for having orange peel and grapefruit peel in it, it's missing that kind of... It's missing that citrus,
interesting
taste, but it's got a heron on the front, which you know,
pretty cool.
I love me some
cool
birds.
Bird.
So yeah, it's a good thing. You know, I love me some birds, particularly the raven,
or owls.
Owls are also good. I really do like owls. Hoo hoo! What? But you know, I'm also a fancy to lions and lions and badgers, but snakes, I hate them. Why did it have to be snakes? So Frank, anyway, this is a really clumsy way of saying that.
Extremely.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I tried
ham-fisted.
I tried so hard. I didn't try at all. the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter.
Yes.
Was a weeks back.
Yes.
About a week back. No more than that. And you know I am a big Potterhead.
I do know this about your head.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big Pothead. I'm a big Potterhead.
No, Potterhead. There's a difference.
Those are two different big things. Difference. Big difference. And you are not. It's kind of, it's a thing that's there.
Yeah. I've read all the books. Yep. I've read all the books. Have not seen all the movies. I've only seen the first movie, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
But
to be honest, I prefer that you have read the books over the movies anyway. So
I figured you might.
Yeah.
Figured you might. But yes, I did read all seven books about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I enjoyed them tremendously. The Jim Dale audiobooks are fantastic.
They're so good. They're so good. Some people swear by the Stephen Fry audiobooks because he did the London recording.
Sure.
The England
the English,
recordings.
Yeah.
But nope, Jim Dale is just, he won a Grammy for that. That's amazing.
I really, really enjoy it. Like I love Stephen Fry. I'm sure he did a phenomenal job. I just haven't heard his, but the Jim Dale one was pretty great.
Pretty great.
Pretty great.
So anyway, so this is all leading to the, you don't know what house you're in.
That's right, I don't.
So, you know, the Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff.
Right.
And you're not sure exactly where you fit in.
I don't. I don't know. I don't even know that I know all of the characteristics of all four houses.
Oh, this is, what an opportunity this is, Frank. What an opportunity this is for you to find out.
Yeah, okay, so let's look here. So Gryffindor is courage, bravery, nerve, and chivalry. I pretty much knew that. I know Slytherin is, you know, bad stuff. Hufflepuff values hard work, patience, justice, and loyalty. And Ravenclaw values intelligence, creativity, learning, and wit.
Yep.
Okay. And Slytherin, I guess, just for the sake of completeness, Slytherin values ambition, cunning, leadership, and resourcefulness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you do Hufflepuff? Did I miss that?
I did. Hard work, patience, justice, and loyalty.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep. Okay. Interesting. Interesting that Hermione's not a Hufflepuff because the hard work and the, you know.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, like, you can have some of the qualities of each house because you're,
sure,
you know, a fully rounded person.
But it's what drives you,
right? Exactly. Yeah. And if courage is what drives her,
yeah,
then
that's true.
Courage and bravery are what drive her. Then that's that.
Sure.
I mean, arguably, there are some characters where you're like, why are you in this house? Like, why is Ron?
He is not brave.
He's not really.
He has no nerve. Really just chivalry.
He definitely has some nerve, and he can be brave, but he's not overly chivalrous.
He's not driven by any of those, I would
say. No, not really. So. Not really. He's definitely, I think he's more of a Slytherin than anything else.
Ambition, cunning, leadership, and resourcefulness?
Although, no, maybe that's not true at all.
I don't know.
But he's not really a Hufflepuff either. He doesn't work hard. He doesn't have patience, justice, or loyalty.
Intelligence, creativity. I mean, he's intelligent. He's not necessarily like applying it, but he is intelligent.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Creativity, learning, and wit.
Yeah, no, he's maybe, you know, but it's funny because actually when he lit it up, maybe he's like, well, I guess maybe you are a Gryffindor.
Yeah, I guess, like, I guess by process of elimination.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's really not the other ones.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've taken a couple of different quizzes over the years into which house that I am, and it keeps.
Are the results consistent?
No.
Okay.
Which is why I'd like to take another one with you today.
Okay.
You take one and I take one.
Okay.
Because when most of the time,
yes,
I get Hufflepuff.
Okay.
Justice, patience, loyalty.
That actually very much resonates, I think.
Right.
For you.
Right. And so, but when Pottermore came out, the official Harry Potter website, you know, you can take the sorting house quiz and the sorting hat house quiz and I got Gryffindor in that. And I was like, well, this is the official one. So
right.
I feel like that's the what should be. But then they did a huge update on the site, and I had to redo the... I couldn't remember my login or whatever, so I had to make a new one, and I got Slytherin.
Whoa.
Right. Which,
so you are all over the board.
I'm all over the place. And so when I've taken a few, they're like, you're a Ravenclaw. And I'm like, look, I know I'm a lot of these things, but I'm probably not a Ravenclaw.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I'd like to be, I know I'm not. Like, yes, I know I'm very witty, everyone. This podcast stands as a testament to my wit. But ultimately, Hufflepuff fits me more than anything else. And I think statistically, most Harry Potter readers are Hufflepuffs.
Why would you say that?
I saw an article about it today.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. The article told me. It must be true.
It's on the internet.
Yeah.
It must be true. Well, in that spirit of it's on the internet, it must be true. Do you want to go ahead and we'll take this quiz?
Let's take this quiz.
All right. Should I go first? You want to go first? Who talks first? Who talks first?
You talk first, I talk first. Who talks first? You talk first. You can't see right now, but my Kylo Ren mask is completely unamused.
It is, isn't it? I say you go first because you've done this before.
Okay.
And then I'll go second. We're doing the quiz from time.com, the ultimate Harry Potter quiz. Find out which house you truly belong in. We're putting this in the show notes. A link is there if you'd like to check just out.
This is the very, it's a very, very recent one released for the anniversary. Yes. And so June 26th. So, we'll see how good this one is.
Okay, so I think that I am entitled to more respect than the average person is.
Hold on, this is on a scale of 1 to 7.
1 to 7, 1 being disagree, 7 being agree, and you can.
I'm entitled to more respect than the average person is. I think we're all entitled to the same amount of respect. So. Okay. 4, I guess.
Okay, so neither agree nor disagree.
Yeah.
Okay. Even if something scares me, I will not back down.
5.
Okay. I see myself as disorganized and careless.
2.
I tend to manipulate others to get my way.
1.
I will do things even though they seem to be dangerous.
1. Nope.
I see myself as critical and quarrelsome.
1.
When working, I often set ambitious goals for myself.
5.
Okay. I see myself as dependable and self-disciplined.
6.
If I'm worried or anxious about something, I will do or face it anyway.
3.
Okay. I tend to face my fears.
3.
If there's an important reason to face something that scares me, I will face it.
6.
I wouldn't want people to treat me as though I were superior to them.
7.
I am an ordinary...
Wait, I did that. That's, I would... Right.
Yes, yeah, agree. Yeah, okay, I agree. Yeah, okay, I don't
okay.
want... Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I'm an ordinary person who is no better than others.
7.
I often push myself very hard when trying to achieve a goal.
5.
I do only the minimum amount of work needed to get by.
2.
I have used deceit or lied to get my way.
2. Yeah, 3.
I have used flattery to get my way.
I think we all have. Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah. 3.
I see myself as sympathetic and warm.
5. Sometimes I just don't care.
Even if I feel terrified, I will stay in the situation until I have done what I needed to do.
4.
I tend to exploit others towards my own end.
1.
I often check my work over repeatedly to find any mistakes.
5.
Okay. We're going to the last page here.
For research purposes. Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm 29. I'm a male.
Let's not say this on
5555.
Yeah.
Oh, state country. Good idea. Yeah. The U.S. Good.
All right. Oh, come on. Why do we need to do all this? All right. Good. You are in Ravenclaw.
What? That's what I mean.
Your personality shows a high degree of work ethic and friendliness, which are valued among members of Ravenclaw House. But look at this. You are 52% Ravenclaw. But 46% Hufflepuff. So it's pretty close. I feel like one or two different answers.
Okay.
And you might have been off over in Hufflepuff, which we agreed seemed like a pretty reasonable place for you to be in.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So maybe just, you know, the way you answer
but
one
you
question.
Know, as we know from the story, the Sorting Hat is also not 100% foolproof.
That is true,
you know,
isn't it?
It wanted to put
Harry and Slytherin.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, there is some, right? Yeah. So there is some kind of, there is a leeway to this.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if you sat there and you tried to convince it like Harry did, maybe it'd be like, okay, fine. I'm a hat.
Yes.
This is just one more question. So should we see what just one more question?
How much do you like Harry Potter?
Oh, okay. We'd like to ask you a few extra questions for research purposes only. I feel like it's not going to be about.
Wait, no. It says something about Dumbledore. Oh.
Is it in the spirit of Albus Dumbledore?
Okay,
just stuff about. Oh, maybe okay. Children should be independent or respectful.
Respectful.
Curious or well mannered.
Curious.
Obedient or self reliant.
Self reliant.
Considerate or well behaved.
Considerate.
Okay, I would fight someone insulting or making fun of my country. 1 to 7. Disagree to agree.
5.
I would fight someone physically threatening another member of my country.
One.
Hurting others is acceptable if it means protecting my country.
Whoa. Hurting others is acceptable if it means protecting my country.
It's a tough one.
Four.
Okay. So let's see. That did not change your results.
No, but what does it say about this study? It says, you know, I wonder if that means anything.
Thank you for having completed the questionnaire. The present investigation seeks to analyze geographical distribution of an array of personality traits across the U.S. Part of a rather young field of research, blah, blah, blah. So basically they're using this as a way to gather psychology research. And I should mention at the top of the quiz, if you're thinking about taking it, you can opt out of having them collect your stuff. Mm. If you just want to take the quiz just for the sake of taking the quiz, you can do that.
Interesting.
But if you want to contribute to science, you can do that too.
This tricked me.
Okay, so
well, that was pretty fun. Ravenclaw. See, now I don't know. See what I mean? So I'm all over the place. But yeah. I will take this as official ruling.
Okay.
Because otherwise we would have chosen a different quiz. You know, why should I trust BuzzFeed's quiz over Time magazine?
Yeah.
Or why, you know, or even Pottermore's? Because I know I'm not a Slytherin. So the fact that I am one sitting on there just
that's not true.
Is weird to me.
Yeah, that's just not true.
And Pottermore. Yeah, so when it started, I felt like they gave a lot of people, they just gave people Gryffindor because everyone's like, I want to be a Gryffindor.
Yeah, everyone wants that.
I want to be a seeker. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't give actual thought to maybe you'd be a better beater or keeper than a seeker.
Right,
you know?
Right,
like,
right.
Just because Harry does it
doesn't mean you're the hero of the story.
Right.
Right.
Right. You could be Neville, kids.
Right.
Just remember.
Hate to tell you.
You could be a real awkward kid and turn out to be super awesome when you're an adult.
That is true.
Just remember.
You could totally long bottom.
You could long bottom?
Yeah. Neville.
You could. Oh, I know his last name, but I'm just.
What happened to the actor who played Neville?
Yeah, he got hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could emotionally get hot.
Oh, yeah.
You could long bottom.
Yeah,
that's like a thing in like popular culture.
Oh, is he calling it?
Oh my God, she totally long bottomed. Like she was like an awkward kid, and then she grew up and became totally hot or whatever.
Oh. Yeah. But you know they padded him, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you did? Yeah, they.
Either way, though, like he still was better looking as an adult than you thought he would be as a child.
Oh, definitely. But even from I think the first or second film, they actually padded the kid out.
Were they
because
really?
He was real skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
And in good shape, and they're like, you can't.
You gotta be chubby kid.
Yeah, you gotta be, that's part of the character.
Let's chub you up here.
You know what? But that's, in a lot of ways, that's better.
Yeah.
It's like Home Alone with Buzz's girlfriend is actually a guy in a wig.
In a wig, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't want to make any girl feel bad.
As a teenager, I was always like, is that just the same actor as Buzz, like dressed up as a girl?
Oh no! It's a different guy,
kid, but
that would be really funny.
So I wasn't really surprised when they were like, "It's a boy." I was like, "Yeah, I kind of figured."
I figured
it was a different boy.
Sure.
Well, all right. Is it my turn?
It's your turn, and I shall read the questions to you.
Right.
I see myself as sympathetic and warm.
Four. I don't want to give myself too much credit. I think I'm pretty sympathetic and warm.
I tend to manipulate others to get my way.
Two.
When working, I often set ambitions goals for myself.
Five.
I will do things even though they seem to be dangerous.
Three.
I often push myself very hard when trying to achieve a goal.
Six.
I see myself as disorganized, careless.
Disorganized, yes. Careless, no. So we'll call it a four right down the middle.
Okay. Even if something scares me, I will not back down.
Three.
We're definitely not Gryffindors, Frank.
No. Nope.
What's that, a roller coaster? I'll see you later.
Roller coasters they'll do.
Yeah, I know it's weird because I know they're talking about like standing up for what's right or whatever.
Yes.
But in my mind, I'm like, but I'm thinking about roller coasters. Isn't that dumb? Like, that's where my thought process with this stuff is. Yeah. Well, I don't think the Sorting Hat necessarily cares about that as much, but, you know. You know, you don't really know what you're going to do until you get into a situation.
It's true. You don't.
So
you never know until you're there.
No. All right. So I see myself as dependable and self-disciplined.
Five. I like to think that I'm those things.
Oh, yeah. I am an ordinary person who is no better than others.
Seven. I'm no better than anyone else.
I see. Oh, I think you're special.
I think you're special.
Thanks. I see myself as a critical and quarrelsome.
I'm a quarrelsome. I don't really think so. Two? I mean, I probably am a little bit.
Well, I mean, you are Italian.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
If I am worried or anxious about something, I will do or face it anyway.
Two. I try to put it off.
I tend to face my fears.
Two.
I tend to exploit others towards my own end.
One.
Even if I feel terrified, I stay in the situation until I've done what I need to do.
Even if I feel terrified, I'll stay in the situation. Yes, five. More than half the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to leave early. That's rude.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's an important reason to face something that scares me, I will face it.
Six. Yeah. If it's very important, then yeah, I'll face it.
I think that I am entitled to more respect than the average person.
Disagree. One.
I do only the minimum amount of work needed to get by.
Two.
I use flattery to get my way.
Yeah.
Everybody
does. Three. In corporate America, you have to. Three.
I often
four.
Check.
My, I'll make it a four. I'll be honest.
I often check my work over repeatedly to find any mistakes.
Six.
I have used deceit or lying to get my way.
Three. Let's be honest. We've all done it.
And I wouldn't want to treat me as though I was superior to them. I wouldn't want people to treat me as though I was superior.
Wouldn't want. So, yes, I agree. Seven. I don't want to be superior. I got Ravenclaw.
You got the same thing that I got.
I got almost exactly this. Is it the same numbers? 52.2%. Wow. Like half a percentage point off.
Yep. I am 0.5% more Ravenclaw than you.
Wow.
Well, so, we're friends.
Well, yeah.
We probably should have expected this.
So let's see. Here's this. This is mine. This is yours. So, yeah. You are slightly more Gryffindor. You're 0.2% more Gryffindor than I am.
Woo.
We're both 0% Slytherin.
Woo.
Huh.
Well, we would have been friends.
Wow.
Like we are now.
Maybe
what a surprise.
Maybe we would have been roommates.
Well, we are the same.
In the same house.
But we were not the same year, so we wouldn't be roommates.
Oh, sure.
I'm older than you.
Sure.
But we would have known each other.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That is fun. I'm going to post both of our results in the show notes here so people can check them out and peruse them for themselves. Yeah. Cool. Well, this was really cool. So, I don't know. Ravenclaw is intelligent, creative, learning, wit. I guess, you know, I was a pretty good student, so I guess I'll take that. I had pretty good grades. And
you graduated with honors, Frank. I don't think that's anything,
that is
to,
true.
I don't think that's anything to scoff
that
at.
That is true. Patience. Creativity. I mean, we make stuff. We make podcasts.
You are creative. We're musicians. We are creative. Yeah.
I definitely like to learn.
Did I tell you I was learning how to play the cello this summer?
Were you really?
Yeah. Well, I am.
Okay.
In the process,
like,
of.
So then past tense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I picked one up for $125.
No way.
Yep. So I was going to rent one for a couple of months. But so I did the math and it cost me like 10 extra dollars to just own this cello for $125.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you. Thank you, Facebook Marketplace.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
So
it's a student cello. It's like a beginner cello. So it's not like, wow, look at this cello.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? But
it's just put something to practice on and like
yeah,
and learn
it
the
works.
Instrument.
Yeah, so I've been teaching myself.
Where has this cello been in your apartment?
I just got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, well, at the time of this, I just got it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But you also haven't been over for, you know, a little while. So, I just picked it up and it's been fun. It's been challenging for sure.
Yeah.
But it's
a new challenge.
It's a new challenge.
Did you play any other string instruments? Like, I know you've like dabbled in like.
I've dabbled in a few.
Yeah.
I mean, I can play the ukulele, but that's a little different.
Sure.
And I can sit down at a harp and kind of.
That's right. I did know
and
that.
Pluck along. Or I used to be able to. I haven't done it in so long that I probably wouldn't be able to anymore. Like,
really?
I think the blue strings are C and the red strings are F, and that's about as far, like, anything after that I have to, like, really think about it.
Okay.
I think that's right, but it's been a long time.
Sure.
So
we'll give you that.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, it's, you know, the strings are A, D, C, and A, D, G, and C. So, okay. You know, and then, you know, it's just like they got this little sticky thing that goes on the sticky frets, I guess, because, you know, the cello doesn't have where you put your fingers. Markers,
yeah.
So it's just lines that mark where you move your fingers. So, you know, if it's a half or a whole step. And
got it.
And that's it. This got musical on our Harry Potter episode. I learned how to play the Harry Potter theme on the cello. There, I connected it.
Are there any? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
you would.
I would. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going and playing any concerts anytime soon, sure. But you know, I want to be able to like plug out a simple melody if I can.
What inspired you to check that out?
I have always wanted to play the cello. And every summer, I actually tell them, cello and saxophone, those are actually my two, like,
interesting.
I want to play these instruments. Because as we know, I am a pianist and an organist. So that is, but I've always wanted to branch out. And so every summer, I say, I'm going to rent this instrument and I'm going to learn. And finally, this summer, I was like, damn it, I'm going to do it. It's June.
The time has
because
come.
Because when July rolls around, as soon as July hits, I'm always like,
Summer's over.
I can't do it.
It's not.
There's a month and a half left. There's not enough time. So there was time now. There's time.
That's
so
excellent.
So I got it back in June, and that's that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Do you play, like, you know, have you ever, like, dabbled in, like, violin or any other?
I've tried friends who have played, and yeah. The positioning is very difficult.
Yeah.
I have a real hard time with how you're supposed to hold yourself.
Okay.
And everything. And so I kind of moved away from that. But the cello, I like the setup of the cello. I find it easy to kind of know what each part of you is doing.
Interesting.
And also I come from an instrument where you sit down the whole time.
Mm.
So
that part doesn't suck.
No, that part doesn't suck. Yeah. Cause you know, like playing the guitar, it's much more difficult to play sitting down than it is to stand up and play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or it can be.
It can be,
depending on where, like, if you're on a couch and you're, like, sinking into it, you're like,
yeah,
I can't play this.
But, like, electric feels weird sitting down for me.
Oh,
I feel better standing up playing my electric.
Yeah.
But acoustic, I feel better sitting down.
Mm. I bet you could probably pick this up pretty quickly because, you know, the guitar is string and you're an accomplished guitarist.
It's always the bow that I've never played any instrument that has bow. And I've always been, like, I wasn't sure how to handle that.
But I guess you
pick that up.
You pick it up, and there's a couple of very useful YouTube videos online about placement. And
sure,
you know, I guess it can be uncomfortable, but I don't find it uncomfortable like the guitar. I find the guitar uncomfortable, especially the way you have to like hold the way you press and
the way
hold
you like
it.
Finger the
yeah, finger the strings. Yeah, it feels a little better. So we'll see. I'm going through. It's a very slow process because you know, still trying to remember. I'm lucky I read music, I think, you know, but
yeah.
I think, you know, it's trying to remember, okay, so if this string is D and I want to play F, G, and then
right.
knowing the next string open is A, and then to, like, you know, one, two, open, like to do that and then to move the bow at the same time
and
I'll keep it in rhythm. It's a little complicated.
It's a lot. It's a lot of mental math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot happening all at once, but I've always wanted to try and, you know, like I said, it's just for me. So
sure.
Why not?
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Other people have told me, like, I've also always wanted to play, so can I borrow it when you're done? Like, when you fail at this, can I try?
So listen, this is obviously not going to last, so when it doesn't.
Yeah. You do all the hard work, and then you just show me what you do. Yeah.
That's super funny. Thanks for having faith in me, friends.
Yeah.
Well, I have faith in you.
You're all Slytherins. Yeah. None of you are Hufflepuffs. None of you are loyal. At all. Wow, I still can't believe that we're Ravenclaws.
I know. I guess I didn't really know what to think going in. So I'm not super surprised about myself. And really, we're looking at the list of characteristics. I guess, you know, most of them I feel like they pretty much fit for me.
You know what? But I think only a Ravenclaw would sit down and be like, I'll learn the cello this summer.
That is so true.
That is a Ravenclaw
thing.
That is
so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
A Hufflepuff isn't going to sit down and learn the cello over the summer.
No.
Generally not. They might think about hard work
and patience, I guess, but
sure.
Yeah, that's not creativity, learning, you know, it's a little different.
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
And I am a teacher, so I think, you know, the Ravenclaw part of it fits,
and you are,
you know,
witty.
Fits in. I am full of wit. You know, that is why my name is Tim. It's just wit but with the upside down M.
That's right. And backwards.
And backwards. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
Only Ravenclaw would think of it that way.
That's true.
Yeah.
Creative.
Yeah. Yeah. See? So it works. It works.
So you can find us on the internet at beerwithgeeks.com or at beerwithgeeks on Twitter or on facebook.com/beerwithgeeks. You can contact us in all of those places. You can leave us iTunes reviews, which we would very much appreciate because they help the show get exposure. And if you want to do that, you can go ahead over to iTunes right now as you're listening. Unless you're driving, you know, pull over, be responsible.
Unless you're on a bridge, then do not pull over.
Do not pull over. That'd be better. Yeah. In a tunnel or anywhere else you can't pull over. But yeah, you know, please do us a favor and leave us a 4 or 5 star review. Even if it's just the star rating and no written review, that's fine. If you do want to leave us a review and say something like Tim is a sexy Ravenclaw, why we would very much love that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be amazing. But don't forget, you can also support us on patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio, where many of you already have. And we're very, very grateful to all of you for doing that. It is there that you can get preview episodes. You can get these episodes before the rest of the world gets to hear them. But you also get episodes of new podcasts, like Tim's new podcast that he just started.
So this new podcast that Frank has alluded to, and not alluded to, has just flat out said, is called Academy Rewind, in which my friend and I, Palmer, we're going backwards through the Academy Award nominees for Best Picture, and we're looking back at all the nominees in Best Picture and kind of determining, you know, which film is actually the best film, and did Shakespeare in Love really... Should Shakespeare in Love really have won that year? Or should it have been Saving Private Ryan? Or should Slumdog Millionaire have won? Or should have Gone with the Wind won instead of The Wizard of Oz? You know, and like, so we're going backwards through that, and it's been a heck of a good time. I'm seeing a lot of films that I should have seen a long time ago and haven't gotten around to it. Mm. I was actually just listening to another podcast today where they made a passing reference to Midnight Express. And I was like, "Oh, I have to watch that this week for the show." And I was, "See, it's all coming together." So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
That's awesome. I've really been enjoying listening to your episodes, and you can listen too. I mean, obviously, you can subscribe and head on over to the website and hear it there. But you can also hear the episodes weeks. In fact, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you've already gotten a handful of episodes weeks in advance of everyone else over at patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio. So please support us there because that does help us, and you do get bonus content in exchange. So thank you guys so much for helping us out there and making new shows possible. All right. You want to pack this up?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, this has been a blast. I will see you over in Ravenclaw Tower.
Indeed.
But
tap
until,
my butterbeer.
That sounds good.
All right.
But until next time.
Wingardium Leviosa. Or cheers.
Expelliarmus.
Expelliarmus. No, no, no. You're doing it wrong. It's Expelliarmus, not Expelliarmus.
Uh-huh.
That was a paraphrase because it was a different spell.
Right.
You see. I love Harry Potter much more than you do.
This is definitely, definitely, definitely true.
I also just watched Rain Man. Is that what you're trying to do there? Definitely true. Nope. Definitely true. You love Harry Potter more. Nope. Okay.
But you love Potter more. cheers.
Wit.